1, 5, 0, 9, 5, 4, 2, 9, 4, 8, mark. This is AmeriCollegism. Transmission begins. Galen is following the hard path that previous hoped for nations will not see. The great tragedy of our times is that America has abandoned its roots. Although it sought freedom and liberty for itself, it actively works against the freedom and liberty of others. No matter what its stated desire. Lesson learned from the Kurds, that if you think America will help you, it will not. America will always work for its own private needs, or the private needs of the oligarchy. May they always be free. And other countries will be used, never discarded. But the oligarchy must realize its greatest power is in the manipulation of others to their ultimate will. It is a bright day in America. The grass is green at home. I don't know if I can do this long term. my mind just doesn't work this way. I don't even know if it's worthwhile to train myself to think this way. Oh my gosh. This is my idea. The first thing I did there was Unix. Gives every evidence of being being code. There are numbers stations all over the world. There used to be. I don't know if there are really anymore. With the internet now, you really don't even need that kind of stuff. It's kind of old school. What? I've always found value. Older things. Because they can be forgotten. There are parts of the internet that are ignored these days. And in that ignorance, you can do a lot. Oh. So I check on it. I find myself sometimes a little, I don't know if it's critical, but a little, probably the right word, snarky, sometimes about things. It's easy, well, you know, the better term, cynical. I don't know, I think I'm having kind of a cynical day. That's rough. I decided to take a bunch of videos that I had done, probably about five, redo them down to two, and I find myself just getting out there and getting letting loose. I think that makes videos far more interesting. Because people will watch letting loose things, something that you notice on YouTube. If people jump all over it, that tends to get more watched than even better contrived information. If you got good information but you're boring, well, who's interested in that? So laugh at yourself, yell at things, go all over the place with it. That's what people really want to see. So, hope I'm going to get more interesting videos. I still have some pretty good content on them, too. So, the sale, that's almost all of it. Modern business, governance, anything is based on, you know, based on salesmen. First is going to be running your company, the CEO. He's going to end up being the salesman. He may have got that job from another place, but ultimately, he just ends up being the salesman. What are they doing here? Looks like they're getting ready to put in some irrigation tubing or something. I don't know what that's all about. The desire of our president to have a Tennessee experience here. You can work for the oligarchy and yet be against it. Now you gotta be a little cagey, but you have to be a little willing to be a little bit shocked about what you think about a lot of things. I don't know if that's useful or not. If you want to keep a job, it's useful. Once you become a boss, the big boss, you know, you still have to play the game. Once you isolate yourself from other people, it's all about making enough money so that your investments pay for themselves. You can pretty much say what you want. You say something horrible. How are they going to ever stop you? Because it's this unstoppable force. What you're going to stop this from happening is, like I said, most of the people who are in charge of things, at least in the United States, and the United States philosophy has really kind of pervaded the entire world to a certain extent. Still about salesmen. So, you just get accustomed to playing the salesman game. Even when you don't have to anymore, we still do it because it served you so well in the past. Why stop? If you want that sort of success, why not just acquire that success? You do it by being able to spin. How do I call it a story? You spin a worldview where everybody's going to be as amazing as you are right now. I'm reading. Just now getting to Ganymede and how he first acquired power. He wasn't even the top man, but he got there. Power and gain. Power and gain. That's what it's all about. He promised people power, and once he got it, it was important to either get rid of your accomplices or keep them under your thumb. After a while, once you get to know the methods by which you do this, usually by the threat of extortion or by the threat of dying. Let me tell you, there's one thing that evil doesn't want to do. Evil does not want to die. You can get evil to do all kinds of things. You just have to be willing to go to the necessary length to make it happen. Promised his underlings power, and insofar as he was able to make somewhat good on that promise, with everyone knowing that he was the ultimate source of the power and the gain, that will keep most of your potential competitors in check. Really interesting. It seems like no one talks about there ever being one band of these people, which I find utterly confusing. It's the obvious thing to do. Into alliances. These are all the playthings of this sort of people. Satan, who is at the root of it, or perhaps on top of that, this pyramid, his ultimate power is that because he has no body, he has no corporal existence, you can't get him. He promises the moon. As long as things that are in his purview, he doesn't mind giving that to you. But know that in the end, he can't really give what's really the most valuable if he just doesn't have it. You know, his first thing was, hey, I'll get you eternal life. And God doesn't tolerate much trickery. Anyway, okay. Well, I don't know if Americologism is going to really become anything. We'll see.